This whole kerfuffle about David Cameron has come from a BBC interview. The party leaders have let cameras into their homes in a pre-election, cosy, meet the family sort of way. You might remember the Two Kitchens Miliband piece. This time, it was the Prime Minister's turn, and the TV report started with him watching his son's school football team.
Go on, back and face, Chad. Go on, Elwin, get in the middle. Oh, great save.
The report was a bit like one of those countryside property programmes.
Hi. Morning, Martin. Hi. Hi. Morning, everyone.
We saw Mr. Cameron visit his local butcher.
I like the thighs because they're very juicy.
He took a stroll down a country lane and chopped tomatoes with our reporter, James.
I hope that me and the family help him to sort of keep things in perspective.
His wife, Sam Cam, casually hung out in the kitchen.
Sanity check. That's what it's about.
But this was the crucial bit.
Would you go for a third term?
No.
The full 5 years, but no third term.
The third term is not something I'm contemplating.
So the PM, when asked the question, says yes, please, to serving another term in office, but no thanks to trying for yet another one after that. And on the one hand, who cares? It's no big deal, as many commentators and politicians are saying.
Having watched it, it did look to be a pretty honest, sort of unplanned comment.
The Prime Minister, when asked a direct question, gave an honest reply.
He's got a young family, he's obviously given it some thought, and not every politician has the energy that this lady did.
This is only the third term we're asking for. I hope to go on and on.
So it's entirely unsurprising that David Cameron should say this.
The third term is not something I'm contemplating. Terms are like shredded wheat. Two are wonderful, three might just be too many.
Nice metaphor. And aside from the fact it's statistically unlikely he'd even get the chance to serve a third term, most voters just won't care about this. Of course, there is, as with all things like this, another line of thought.
I think it's bizarre. I mean, I was absolutely staggered when I heard it.
David Cameron knows how not to answer a question without being dishonest.
Oh, yes, hang on. He's not just a bloke in a kitchen, is he? He's the Prime Minister. The whole thing was expertly stage-managed. He must have known what he was saying and of the headlines that would follow. Also, he just casually chucked in this comment.
The Conservative Party has got some great people coming up. The Theresa May and the George Osbornes and the Boris Johnsons.
Surely he knew that would fuel mad speculation. Maybe it was a calculated political manoeuvre. Maybe it was just an honest answer in a casual interview, a comment of no more significance than this.
I like the thighs because they're very juicy.
Maybe we'll never know just how contrived David Cameron's shredded wheat moment really was.
With 100% whole wheat nourishment packed into shredded wheat, who can eat more than two?